Don't worry about it.
Hi, we're back.
We're back.
So the feedback that I've been getting from everyone who I think saw clips of the last one or watched our latest episode, even though we've been a little inconsistent since our rebirth.
Yeah.
But everybody likes what we're doing and doesn't think we need a shtick, and they like our candid friendship conversation.
There we go.
And want us to keep doing it. So I thought that was cool. That came from a handful of people, and it was like cute to see that.
I
liked that feedback. I wore these to soothe your soul. Do you like these?
Yes, if only those could jump inside me.
They're like, dee, 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 dee. I should put eyes on them. And they should. And a little smiley
little blinkers
face to like smile at you. So that was the feedback. And I thought that was really cool.
That's refreshing.
Not that like I felt like we needed to totally shift gears, but.
No, but it's nice to be there, for someone to validate there what you think.
There are people that are like missing us.
Oh.
Yesterday I was on the phone with my friend picking up from school, and all of us, I was like in the park waiting for like the gates to open, and I'm just like standing there talking to her, and like from afar I like see this like figure of, and I was like, am I staring at you right now?
Stop it.
And I was like, she was kind of like far, you know, maybe I don't even know, like a couple hundred feet away. So I could kind of make her out. And I was like, am I looking at you? And she was like, where are you? I'm like, under the tree in the park. She started waving at me. I thought it was so funny.
Tell me all about the 5K, 50th anniversary.
We haven't talked about this. Okay.
No, I haven't. So I'm dying to know.
What's happening with this? I'm just going to like tuck this and do a little. Dom doesn't like it when I wear collared shirts.
Why?
He thinks, I don't know, maybe he thinks it's too masculine or something. He likes his mother in a feminine outfit. Okay, so it was the 50th anniversary of the 10K.
Yeah.
And since 1975, but since then he added the 5K, which has been around for a long time. He added the Molin Mile, which is kind of like for like younger kids. Mm-hmm. And then I think 5 years ago, a half marathon, and then maybe 3 years ago, the full marathon. So there's basically five different races that happened. They have different start times.
Same day?
Yeah.
Real.
So the marathon starts first at like 6 a.m. And then subsequently everything else.
Wow.
However, in prior years, it's always been a loop. Some sort of course, right? I mean, yeah. I've definitely done it. Did you ever do it with me?
Uh-uh.
I've done it. It's so funny because I used to, you know, now that like I work out regularly, it's like, I'm like, oh, I can, it's like 6 miles. I mean, or I do the reservoir, which is 3 miles. It's like 6 miles. I'm like, am I going to run the whole thing? Maybe not. But like, it's not that daunting. But I remember like as a kid, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
6 miles felt like half the day.
Yeah.
So, okay. So in prior years, it was a course. So you just get, you know, you finish where you start. They just guide you and that's it.
It's like a track.
Yes. So this year they because of all, I'm not sure, probably due to various reasons, but they had different turn points like for each race, right? So it would be like, here's the 5K turnaround point, here's the 10K turnaround point, here's the half marathon turnaround point. Not sure why they did that. I don't know if it's because of the marathon, it's a longer distance, and so it's easier for them to like cut it in half, but it was a really pretty course. I mean, it was, you know, Arizona's gorgeous in November. It's like beautiful desert.
Oh, it's not hot.
It's warm. It's, yeah. I mean, it's warmer this November than it's ever been. Like it is here, I would say, but no, it's really November, December is my favorite time in Arizona.
That's
it's gorgeous. So anyway, poorly planned. My sister and her kids were there, and you know, she was like, oh, well, we'll walk, you know, like nobody I felt like was trying to do it for time. And we ended up, oh, I had Luca's friend Ezra with us.
I saw that.
So I had to grab his number because it wasn't with the rest of ours. We like ended up starting like 2 minutes later or something. And Jenny and her boys were already ahead of me. And I was like, oh, because I have her location. I was like, you're only like 0.2 miles. Like, I was like, wait for us. Like, just like walk slower. We're going to catch up with you. Because I thought it really would have motivated Ezra. But she was like, Sid answered. He's like, well, let's wait. And Jenny's, of course, like, no, no, we're going. I think because Laz was running, like Laz ran the whole thing.
Jesus.
Anyway, so we were like all separated. So then Ezra and Luca ran, big Ezra and Luca ran. They did it. And they were like with the herd and everybody like turned or whatever. But then I'm with Ezra walking because he would like walk, jog, but not really keeping up any kind of like real pace. And then Dom and Duran were behind me, us. So we ended up getting like a mile, mile and a half in front of them. And there were signs on the ground that like that said one, two. And at first I'm like, oh, it's miles. Like it didn't say 1 mile or 1 kilometer. It just said one and then two, you know, however long. So I'm like, okay, like first I'm like, oh, that's miles. And then I got past the three and I don't see any kind of marker, right? Because it would be a 10K is 6.2. So in theory, it would be 3.1.
Oh, you all did the 10K.
Yes. Okay. So in theory, it would be 3.1. So I see the number three and I don't see anything indicating that we're like almost halfway. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, maybe the numbers are kilometers. Seems like a lot longer, but like, I'm like, maybe they're kilometers, not miles. So we keep walking. It felt, and we were basically like not with anybody. I mean, there was a straggler here and there. There were people coming back from the half marathon, people coming back from the marathon, you know, the other way. I've never seen that before. It was weird. And then we get to this, the next table after the three was like past the four. And it's like water and people. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, wait, there's more than this? And they're like, oh yeah, another 2 miles. And I'm like, wait, hold on. And the lady goes, what race are you? A lot of people didn't even know, actually, that were there. You know, there's people's handing out waters and stuff. And this older woman goes, wait, what race are you doing? And I go, the 10K. She goes, you're way too far. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? She's like, you're 4.5 miles out.
Hold on. So you did 10 miles?
9.
Poor Ezra.
So I'm like kind of unraveling. I call my dad's phone was off. I call Paige, his wife, and to be like, this was like so poorly marked. This is the legacy. The 10K is the legacy. At the halfway mark, I want to see like naked showgirls like doing the fucking can-can. Like I want like bells and whistles and like, fuck yeah, you're halfway. Like, rah, you know, because there were other like Lululemon had a like a hype stand at one point, you know, when you start the race and when you come back. I'm like, why was someone, even one person not there or a table of water? I was expecting like, you know, a water.
The halfway.
Because there's water all along the thing.
Yeah.
And Gatorade and they, you know, there was nothing, okay? Except for like a, literally like an 8x10 sign, which was high up and backlit by the sun. So, and all the other signs were on the ground. I wasn't looking. I thought there's no way I'm going to miss it.
Wait, did you take the wrong path?
That's what my mom asked. No, I just missed. There was one sign and nobody standing at the sign.
And what did the sign say? Congrats, you're done?
The sign said 10K turn point.
Oh.
I'll show it to you and then we'll put it in. We'll put it in so people can see.
What?
I posted it. No. And so then Duran's like, Duran had missed it too because basically he was waiting.
Oh my God.
He was waiting for Ezra and I to come back around and then they were just going to walk back with us. And so he missed it too. And he heard other women and people talking about missing it as well. Because if you were not in the herd, it's like pretty easy to miss. And you'll see why. And so then he's like, okay, well, Dom, I said, should we get, I called Paige. I told her, she's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. That's weird. But like nobody was there. It was so weird. And she was like, do you want to get picked up? You know, a lot of the roads were closed. And then both boys were like, no, because I was on the phone with Ron. He's like, they were like, we want to finish. I was like, okay.
So you had to do an additional, like what?
So it was 9 miles instead of 6.2.
But you went out of the way by 4 miles. Did
I
you
went
have
out
to
of
backtrack?
The way. So I should have, the turnaround point should have been at 3.1 miles. Yeah. I turned around at 4.5. So 1.4 times 2.8 extra miles, basically. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've got to see this sign. What did your dad say afterwards?
So he didn't even call me for 2 days because I think he was just like so like reeling from it. And so then Duran, he's like, we're going to walk back. And I kept mapping Duran and he was a mile and a half back from me. And I'm like, I started crying. I was like, just wait for me. I feel abandoned. Like, at least we can be together. Yeah, there's the sign. And it was backlit. Like it was like there was sun was in your eyes.
Oh, I understand now. Yeah, that needs to be on like black gator foam next year.
Or like glitter,
or
a balloon.
Three times the size, I don't know.
A balloon?
A handful of balloons.
A water table?
So you walked 2 miles past, or a mile and a half past that, and then had to turn around.
And I was trying to make fun of it, you know, but like somebody commented, like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. And I was like, honestly, I feel really seen, because I said I did cry. Because it was emotional. But, you know, now we have this family story. I was like, we have bragging rights. We, like, did more than everybody. But it took us, like, 3 hours because, you know, at the end, they're all just walking so slow. But meanwhile, Laz ran, my sister's 8-year-old, ran the entire thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And did it in, like, an hour, in, like, 8 minutes or something.
Laz. Oh, my gosh,
but, like,
Samantha.
It was just a bad plan, you know? Like, had we all been, like, the kids had been together, I think they would have been motivated. I easily could have jogged most of it. Like, It was, like, not hot. I mean, it was nice.
How did you guys determine? I mean, Ezra and Luca, sure, of course they ran together, same age, teenagers.
Yeah.
How did Dom go with Duran and Ezra with you?
I don't know, because they were walking, Duran was walking much slower than us, you know, for a while.
Oh.
But then, you know, like, at certain points I saw Chase coming back, and I saw Cooper drove in with his girlfriend, and like he did it in 45 minutes. And then they're like, hey guys. And then, there was a point where people were like, almost there, right? Like, almost, you're almost halfway. And I'm like, and then after a certain point, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm almost halfway.
We must be. How did Ezra
also
react?
The one and the two and the three should be mile.
Were they mile?
It didn't say mile or kilometer. They were mile. Yes, they were.
So what did Ezra say when he found out? Was he pissed?
No, he was. We were just both like, wait, what? There was a sign? We didn't see anything.
So essentially you just turned around and walked all the way back.
Because kind of like after we passed the three, I was like, I don't see anything. I'm like, the next thing I see is way down there. And I'm like, but I guess that must be it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you lose track. You're just like wandering.
I just am used to it being a course, A. And B, like, the 10K, yes, there's a marathon. Yes, there's a half marathon. The 10K is the like meat and potatoes of like my dad's legacy. That's 50 years of the 10K. And
all these have been added on since.
Yes. And there just should have been like a big deal, like a halfway of this, of doing this is like amazing. And at that point you should be like really hyped, really revved.
Yeah.
So definitely traumatized.
That's hysterical.
And then by the time we got back to the finish line, everyone had gone. Like my sister had gone back to the hotel. My dad like went back to his house. He was doing a brunch. Our flight was like 2 hours later, and I was just like, Dad, I can't come over. Like I'm taking my kids to eat. They haven't eaten. Like we're like rocked.
Your flight was same day on Sunday.
Yeah.
You did the race and then jumped on a plane.
Yeah. And then because of all the flight closures, it was like, you know, 2 hours delayed, half an hour delayed,
so
on time.
So you wanted
time,
to be sure
blah, blah,
it was
blah,
like,
blah.
Yeah.
Huh?
You
and
went, yeah.
It ended up going back on time, thank goodness. But I mean, are you flying anytime soon? Are you going to
New York the end of the month?
Are your parents coming here for Thanksgiving? Yeah. I'm worried. We're supposed to go to Hawaii. I'm like, are we even going to be going with all of this? I hope.
What I'm hearing.
Yeah, what are
so
you hearing?
The shutdowns are the major airports like Tampa, Atlanta, New York, LAX.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, it's more so the shorter flights that they're all gonna, and they're gonna keep the long distance, the long haul flights.
Jenny's flight got canceled from Phoenix to New York. Just canceled.
How'd they get home? They just booked a new flight?
She called me and was like, can we stay with you if we can get to LA? I was like, yeah, of course. And then they ended up not flying out that night. They flew to San Diego the next day to then get a flight to New York another day later. Something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But I mean, isn't it ending soon? I don't know. Like,
a few people said to me that they're like, in the next 2 weeks, it's going to be resolved. I'm like, is it though? I don't know.
Why are they still going to work? I would not be going to work if I weren't getting paid.
Did you hear that there were like Trump was threatening to dock them pay, but then the people that stay are going to get a bonus? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that's why.
I wouldn't go to work either.
No. Because
why would you?
No one showed up to work.
Yeah.
Then flights essentially are not happening. And that's when the government takes a hit. Like you don't have UPS. You don't have Amazon. You don't have.
Well, like, it's air traffic control, like those guys too, like are like, we're not working. And you're like, we need them for all these flights to take off.
That's the big, I mean.
Back to New York again for you? For work?
No.
Oh, for fun.
Mike wants to go for the holidays.
With the kids.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I hope so,
before
yeah.
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Nice.
We'll see.
I like it.
Should be good.
I know. I kind of want to do a snow trip.
It was snowing in New York 2 days ago.
Really?
Little flakes. It was like 30 degrees.
I don't even need to necessarily ski, although I like skiing like a little bit. I just think it's a fun thing for the kids and they never really see snow.
I know. I thought about getting snow at our house.
Bring the snow to you. Why don't you? We'll do like tubing.
It's so much fun.
How do you get snow at your house?
They bring in a machine and they bring in stacks of hay.
How long does it last?
3 days, probably.
You've done it before?
No, Sunnyside used to do it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They'd bring in the hay and they'd create.
How much does that run you?
I think if a few of us went in on it,
yeah,
it wouldn't be bad.
Have you gotten numbers?
Yeah.
What are they?
I think it's like $3,000.
Oh, okay. And it lasts for a few days?
It takes a while to melt. If it's cold out, you know?
It's probably only good for that one day.
You get like one good, like.
Yeah.
Bunny run on it.
Bun run.
But I would love to have like skis. So you know how we're doing our holiday party? We've had so many people ask us. Ask us. They're like, can we bring the kids?
Oh.
So many people.
Oh, it's not?
Every single.
It's an adult party?
Yeah.
Cute.
But also like, I was like, Mike, do we make it? Like, we could create snow in the backyard and it could be a both.
It's just a different party.
It's a different party.
Yeah. I'm not, I mean, I both would be cute.
Neither here nor there, yeah. But like, it's a different party. And I'm like, I always have kids at my house.
Did you get all your Halloween stuff taken down?
Yeah.
What? Like the day after?
Day of.
Did you do it?
What?
You took it down?
No, Matt and Annie helped me.
The day of? No, you didn't.
I did it the next morning.
So my girls, you know, because last year I left. No, I guess was it last year or 2 years ago that I had the skeleton up? I don't think I did. I don't think I made anything. I don't think I put anything. Anyway, last time I had the big skeleton up, remember I dressed him like for like Thanksgiving and then I dressed him for Christmas and then Easter. The bunny one was the scariest. And the girls who helped me were like, they were packing up the werewolf, which I miss him already. I love his, I love his like 10
Ted
pack.
Cut off my hands.
What?
Ted cut the hands off the werewolf.
Why? Cut them?
Yeah. With like what? It was hitting it with a bat and the hands came off. So now we put like garden gloves on him.
Wait, why did you let him do that?
We didn't. We weren't with him.
Who?
He was like on the side of the house where I was storing the werewolf.
That's aggressive.
I know.
Okay.
And so then
did
we put garden gloves. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We got garden gloves for him, but he looked like he was playing the piano because he was like this.
Ding, 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 ding.
I did not
ding,
like
ding.
The werewolf.
Oh my God. I loved him. The only problem was when he was plugged in and it would like get foggy or like drizzle. He was like triggered. He was like,
Rawr. Oh yeah. That was my least favorite.
I was talking to you about this.
My graveyard was off the chain.
I like the werewolf. I was really into him. I mean, he's definitely a little more kitschy than the rest of the goods.
Yeah.
So the girls were helping me put everything away. Not that I just had like the bigger stuff up. I didn't do like webs or spiders or anything like, or all the pumpkins that you did. And the girls are like, should we leave the big one up? Like, you know, you're going to like dress him up like for the holidays or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe should I? Just like, and I called Duran. I was like, Duran, I was like, what do you think about leaving like the big skeleton up? He's like, absolutely not. Definitely take it down, put it away. Like, I didn't realize like how much he hated it. He was like, no. I was like, should I leave it up? And like, he's like, no, no. It was like the quickest no I've ever heard.
Wait
from
a minute. What was his response to it? Like, just.
He just was like, I don't want it up. Like, it's like, it's like okay. So cheesy. I actually, before we planted the garden and like the vegetables and things, it used to be kind of on the side and it looked more like dramatic, I think, because it was more street level. But maybe it's just now my perception is skewed. We were talking about this. Now we don't think they look so big because we're used to them now.
Yeah.
Before they were the biggest kind of like skeleton money could buy.
Well, now I have a scarecrow that's 4 feet taller than that.
Oh, yeah. Where that was in the front yard?
The front yard.
Yeah.
And it's still, so, I have a dead spot in the yard. My lights are already up.
Christmas?
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
What did you do? Just the perimeter of the roof?
The roof line in icicles.
Yeah.
Icicle lights all over the roof line.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a 5-foot light up wreath.
Okay.
Over the garage.
Okay.
With a light up bow too.
Aggressive.
All the trees in the front yard are wrapped.
Are you going to leave them wrapped?
I don't think so. One of them I found out yesterday.
How much did the guy charge you? I'm serious.
I paid all cash.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. I got quotes from four different places.
Okay.
Everyone had a $3,000 minimum
okay.
to do lights.
Okay.
I paid this guy cash. They're twin brothers.
Yeah.
I paid him cash.
Uh-huh.
They did the roof line,
uh-huh.
the wreath,
uh-huh.
two trees, and then they brought light up sphere balls, like yeah. ornaments.
Oh, I love those.
And they hung those in the trees too. It was $1,700.
Did they buy all the lights?
Mm-hmm.
And wait,
and
wow.
timers, and they'll come and they'll remove everything.
Will you send me pictures tonight?
Yep. I took a picture of the wreath to show you.
Do those plug into the like the other cords so they just, they're powered up?
So that's the 5-foot wreath.
But you got that.
I bought that.
But then they wrapped it.
Yeah.
Look, it's like a little farmhouse.
I know, right? So it's insane.
Did they do the roof of the garage too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When did this all happen?
Last night. They started at like 5 o'clock.
I was like, is that when you decided? You're like, we're having a party.
I'm like, send out the invites.
Yeah.
No, they started, but then we're going to have rain for like 5 days straight.
I know.
Just sucks.
I know.
And so I was trying to get everything done.
I actually am like kind of excited about the rain.
Oh, I can't wait.
I just like weather.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like it's the only seasonal thing we have in
mm-hmm.
LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get things done
mm-hmm.
before that. So the lighting guys came at like 5 o'clock. I knew they were wrapping the tree. So I had tree trimmers come and trim the tree because you have to do it this season because the grass is dying.
Yeah.
They got in the tree. The guy, I heard like yelling outside and I was like, what's happening? I look outside. Apparently the big maple tree in our front yard is infested with bees.
Ooh.
It's sickly. The poor guy got stung.
The guy cutting it or the guy putting lights up?
No, the guy cutting it.
Oh, eek. So did he get to finish his job?
He's still finished. I'm like, what a trooper. If I had one bee sting, I'd be like, I'll be at Exer. Like,
Exer is a
urgent care in LA.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Forget it. And then he cut the tree, but pretty much they were like, yeah, after Christmas, you need to cut this down. It's a huge tree.
Oh, like forever?
Yeah. We've got to get the tree removed. This is the third tree we've had to remove.
In the front. Are you bummed?
No.
It's fine.
Adios.
You've got enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of yelling, on my way down here, I was coming down the hill and this guy who like, I don't know, like middle-aged, I don't know, like older than me, was like, he jogs around the neighborhood. I've seen him before. He was like, kind of like not on the side. Like he was, you know, wasn't on the side. He was kind of like more in like, more towards like, I wouldn't say the middle, but like, you know, I'm coming down. So, you know, people come down, people come up. And he was like on the right of me coming down, but not like on the side. He was like kind of out. And like, luckily nobody was coming up. So I was able to like, I mean, I was going relatively fast. I mean, I buzzed down that hill. And I definitely cleared him. Like, I definitely like didn't like nick him or something. Like, nip
him. Got your heel.
I mean, I was closer to him than I wanted to be because he was kind of far out. And I like drove past him and he started like, I don't even know what he was yelling. He was like, Rada! Like, I can't even imagine what he was saying. What is he saying? I'm going too fast. I'm too close to him. Like, I don't know. But I was also like, he was in the middle.
That's stupid.
He was like, not in the middle, but he was like very much not on the side. Like, this is what kills me. Okay. First of all, when anybody yells at me, I'm like, it's traumatic. Like in the car, especially.
Yeah.
I never do that. Like, I never flip anyone off.
Hell no.
I never like scream at people. I'm just like, if I can go around them, mm-hmm. I go around them, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
But what kills me, especially in LA, is the yelling is like one thing. Cause I'm like, oh my God, does he live? Is he my neighbor? Does he know where I live? Like, is he going to come for me? You know, like, I don't know. It's just like a weird feeling. But all these runners and bikers all over the place, like, do they have a death wish? Like, they're all on these roads that, like, with crazy busy cars.
Yeah.
And yes, they're wearing helmets usually, but, like.
No, I don't understand
I get
it.
The love of biking. I get the love of running. But they're on these crazy streets up in the hills where barely cars can even get, you know, barely two cars can fit. And they're, like, biking around, running around. Just, like, it scares me.
Yeah. I don't understand the whole biking of it all. It's like a death wish in LA.
It's so
remember when
scary.
I wanted a trike? And everyone in my family's like, no, because you'll get hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. That was the weirdest wish. What were you thinking when you wanted a trike?
I just wanted a trike.
To go where?
To, I don't know, around town.
Do
like,
they make adult trikes?
Yeah. They're kind of, it looks like it's you live with your parents, but
it looks like a Pee Wee Herman.
They make it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not here for it. Dom threatens me that when he turns 18, he's going to get a motorcycle. I'm like,
Dom, no, you're not.
And he's going to go skydiving.
How's your sleep training with Dom going? It's non-existent. Tell me it's non-existent. You're not sleeping on the floor, right?
I couldn't do it. Like, his room's not big enough. So we saw, I told Cotty, we consulted a sleep trainer expert, a woman named Heather, who wrote a book called The Happy Sleeper. Mm-hmm. And she's helped a lot of people I know. Typically, they're younger when you're doing this, but she didn't think
typically
it was,
they don't have chest
she
hair.
Typically, they're not driving.
Like our kids.
She didn't think it was that insane. I'm like, where did I put my hair tie? She didn't think it was that insane that he was 8 and like still coming into our room.
That's encouraging.
But she had suggested to me to sleep on the floor, or Duran and I to sleep on the floor for 7 nights and then gradually move our beds, or like our cot, our futon, towards the door. But first of all, I just feel like that's going to be a bad plan for Duran and I both, because we're not going to sleep good. Our backs are going to ache. And additionally, we made the playroom into Dom's room, which was a tiny room to begin with. I don't even think there's room for us to stretch out.
No, there's not.
And I said, it's a really small room. She's like, well, even if you move it like an inch every day.
No, it'd be more like a centimeter, Katie.
Yeah.
You're like Heather, whatever.
Yeah.
And then what? Then you're sleeping in the hallway?
Then week two, you sleep in the hallway and like check on him a million times to like almost annoy him with the checking on him.
See, this started because we were talking about the holidays and I said, told Sam, I go, I'm totally screwed. When I ask my kids what they want for Christmas, Lola started it and she's like, I want bunk beds. It's all I want. I want bunk beds. Lola hasn't stepped foot in her room in a year.
Yeah.
So
do you think if you bought the bunk beds that she'd still sleep with you or Mike?
No, it's even worse. She wants to sleep in her bed, but she wants us to sleep up there. But it's like
in her bed with her?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's like, it's not a Tempur-Pedic bed.
Yeah.
It's like a Crate and Barrel Kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like your lower back feels like it was slung shut.
Well, so I actually, Duran wanted to kill me, but I just wouldn't stop. The first mattress he got was like an expensive mattress, but it was way too soft. So,
and it hurts when it's too soft. Oh my
Lord. So it was literally like brand new. I gave it to Gabby, but we got another one. It's probably not even as nice, but it's a little firmer.
Yeah.
Because I'm sleeping in there. So basically what's happening now is every other night Duran and I trade off sleeping in his room with him.
That's kind of nice.
I can't tell if it's good or if it's helping or not, because then Duran's alone and then the dogs like think we've divorced. The dogs are like, where's my mama? Where's my daddy? Like, you know, they're like very confused.
Oh my gosh.
And then with me, like I'll stay in there just until I wake up and start doing lunches and stuff. But Duran will come in at like 4 or 5 a.m. and then Dom is not shortly behind him. So like last night was Duran's turn. And then Dom came in at like 5. And I was like, get in. I mean, what are we?
Just starting here then, if this is the plan.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
New rule.
So I don't.
So now Ted wants.
Where that leaves me.
Ted caught wind of Lola wanting bunk beds, but she's not getting bunk beds. Like, dream on, dreamer. Like,
dream on.
It's not happening, Lola. Because it's such a waste of space. No one's going to sleep on, because one of us will be fucking tortured into sleeping on the bottom.
Oh.
Like she can get.
Oh, and she wants the top?
Yeah. Oh, that's all they want.
Okay.
So I'm like, you guys want loft beds. You don't want bunk beds.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sleeping in the bottom of a bunk bed.
What about like the bed? You know how Lisa has in her.
They want those.
Yeah.
But not as high.
No, they're high. But,
they're too
but
high.
I think if they're not that high, because they have the desk underneath, then you hit your head. Like an adult would hit your head. I guess not
so
that.
My plan with Ted, if I have to get him this, I'm going to get him something like that, a loft bed that has stairs, not a ladder, stairs that go up, low line, and then put two like beanbag chairs underneath it so that it's not.
Yeah, because the desk under is a little freaky to me.
My kids don't go upstairs and sit at desks.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I thought
in what
that
world? Did you find your perfume, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
So that's not happening. And then Ted also said he wants a go-kart. Lola said,
I haven't even thought about the Christmas gifts.
Ugh, Lola wants a cat.
No.
Obviously.
Okay.
Wasn't even debating. like the fact that you had
I don't know that we can be friends.
No. Speaking of animals, though, I was on fire yesterday.
What?
Found a great mobile groomer.
What?
An amazing mobile groomer.
They came to you?
Amazing.
I want one of the ones that, where they're like the Japanese ones where they make them look like a puffball. Have you seen those? I'm showing you.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, wait,
I've totally seen them, but.
Tell me who.
When you find that mobile groomer that does that, call me.
Well, that's what I want.
Oh, well, I don't have that for you.
What do you have for me? Tell me, because mine's fine, but not like epic.
Mine was great. The guy was like amazing. Came in. His truck smelled kind of weird, but I guess it's because he's grooming dogs in
there. I mean, if it didn't, I would be weirded out.
He does like a sanitary cut. So he's like, I would recommend signing up every 4 weeks. We could learn how to do this.
Just wait.
Should we?
This is always in like Japan or Korea. Like they just do it so good.
Well, first of all, oh my God, you're adorable.
Do you see
First of all, look at her scissors are like a half moon. Oh,
Cuddy, this is your mission. Find me this. Come on.
I could totally. What if we just.
See, look
oh
at you.
Oh my God, I love it.
This is soothing. Oh how calm are you? Did that just calm you down?
Bowser got cologne for the first time and he was humping everything in the
cologne?
House. Yeah, they did a little spritz, a little blueberry patchouli.
What are they called? What is this place called?
Aussie Mobile.
Aussie?
Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Like as in Australian?
Yeah.
Like Aussie Mobile. Uh-huh. Are they Australian?
No, Sicilian.
Fine. Okay.
So great. Showed up same day.
How much?
I did two sanitary cuts.
Yeah.
Which is like a bath.
And a bath. Okay.
They do clean up the face. They clean up the face, clean up the ears, the butt, the paws, trim, brush.
Yeah.
It was like $250 for two dogs.
That's not bad. As for the mobile. The mobile, they gouge you a bit.
They gouge, but
and
you know what?
I used to do three with this other mobile, and I'm like, do I get a deal because I'm doing three? And they would not give me a deal, which really bothered me because it's, for me, it's the premium of definite, if you, you know, of coming out.
But for them, they don't have to go to three different homes.
I know. Mine does an okay job. I'm old school. I love the girl dogs with the bows.
Yeah, of course.
And
so do I.
I feel like nobody does that anymore.
No.
Like, you have to beg for them. Like, I almost need to buy my own. But also, maybe it's because they don't think it's nice to do to the dogs.
Probably.
So now they both get bandanas. And I'm like, Mew Mew looks like a lesbian.
No, I don't know. Uh-uh. I don't need my dogs.
Well, then what?
Like, the bandanas bum me out.
I know, me too. But I want some kind of, like, accessory.
And I always get the bandana on, like, 4th of July, where I was like, great, now I have three racist dogs. Like, with, like, freaking.
What do you mean? Like, you get the American flag?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, three little dogs that just stormed the
and
Capitol.
And, you know, and it's, like, cheap fabric, so there's only, like, a print on one side.
And they use the scissors with the zigzag.
What are those called? Pinking shears. Pinking shears.
They're so freaking bad.
So, I know. I need an accessory, or I need my dog to look like it's a cartoon poodle with, like, an afro.
I can find this.
Round head.
I can find this.
Well, so I thought that girl, Jess Rona, was going to do it. She did a good job. She did an interesting shape on Mew. It wasn't, I'll send you a picture. It wasn't round. It was like square. I don't know. Mew Mew's hair is so curly. You can get that, her hair to like
I wanted
form.
Jess Rona to look like that though. When I, it, for $400 for a dog.
Did you do?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I paid that much. I did pay a lot. And I was like, it was great. But the problem is I had to drive them there, leave them there all day.
Yeah,
and then
it's not worth it.
They looked great, but it was way too expensive.
Way too expensive.
I usually like to do a wash in between the grooming.
That's what's good about this.
Yeah.
The Aussie wash.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh. Like, because I don't want to shave Bowser. Bowser looks like he doesn't have friends when he
gets
a
haircut.
What do you
mean? Because you don't have to
do a cut? I like him like fluffy and like long hair.
Oh, you didn't do a cut?
On Bowser, no.
Oh.
They just cleaned up around his eyes and his butt and paws.
Yeah.
And trimmed his ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did the same for Bob, and now they're coming back for Charlie.
Weren't we talking about that the other day? Where like, did you ask for this?
Oh yeah, you're like, of course not.
Wait, what was yours though? Why did that even come up?
My wedding makeup.
Oh, Mike.
Mike was like, "Is this what you asked for?" And I was like, "Okay, well,
yeah." No, that's funny, but that makes me think of the dogs always because I'm like, you know, you can't control it. I went back to tail washers
a
couple months ago and I was like, oh, hell nah.
Why?
I think if you maybe know who you're asking for or what you're doing.
True.
No, I got like, literally they came back and Duran was like, they don't look like they got groomed. Like, the cut was uneven and like, they weren't like fully brushed through.
I'm sorry. We did a mobile one. I still have the guy's number.
Yeah.
Literally, the dogs got marine cuts where you could see every mole on their body. I mean, they looked like the dogs looked terminally ill.
No, they shaved them down.
And Mike, like, he brought them in.
Yeah.
And Mike's like, oh my God, thank you. And he's like, I got all of them and they're just cold. And Mike was like, what happened?
You need sweaters.
And Mike's like, do I have to tip them? He's like, I've never seen them look worse. I was like, I think we do. And he's like, did you ask them to shave them with like a Bic? I was like, no.
Mr. Clean.
It was awful.
Wait, that's the other thing. Do you tip them? Because I feel like it's already such a big premium and already.
I know, but I tip big for dogs.
What do you tip per dog?
20.
Whoa.
What do you do?
No.
I mean, 20 a dog.
10 or 20. I don't know. Yeah. Depends. It depends on like how thrilled I am. I'm going to have high hopes that you're going to find us like a like Japanese, like somebody groomer who's going to make them look like Bichons from
I think
heaven.
I could train my Aussie guy that I met last night.
You think
if
you can train him?
If I bought him the scissors and be like, you can use Bowser as your test dog.
You're buying him the scissors? Should we send him that Instagram?
Seriously. I think he could do it.
Why not?
Why not? What if we could train someone?
And then we're like running a business.
That business would be insane. Like Pour La Pooch.
I wonder if anyone in LA is doing that.
No. No.
How do you know?
What's it called? Korean dog cuts?
Or like, in Japan, they do it too.
Weird question. Do you think sparkling water's the same as real water? Would your dad think it is?
What do you mean the same?
Like hydration wise?
I mean, there's more minerals in it, so it's a little more like acidic, I think, but.
But essentially, like still hydration.
Yeah, they call it. Okay, wait. Who does this? 21 Pooch, Hollywood?
Mm-mm.
Do we know what that is?
Mm-mm.
I'm going on a deep dive later. I'll get a Fluffology, North Hollywood? No.
What are they called? Korean dog cuts?
The Japanese poodle and dog grooming style ideas.
Poodle grooming.
We're going to have to look
it up. So that's why you Google.
Like, I mean, look.
Oh my God.
The legs alone and like the puffy ears.
I think it's Fluffology. Holy cow. They have 21 Pooch has 203 5-star reviews. Whoa. Sam, this is, oh,
Fluffology?
Sam.
What? Did I find it? That dog is cute. I'm sorry.
Oh. See, that's what'll end up happening to my dogs.
AI overview. Yes, mineral water is just as hydrating as regular water and may even offer extra benefits because it contains more electrolytes like sodium, potassium, and magnesium.
Beautiful.
These electrolytes will help with hydration, especially after sweating, which is why mineral water can be a great choice for athletes or those who are physically active. The only thing I have heard is that sometimes it can, if you're sensitive to carbonation, it can maybe like affect your digestion. But other than that, I think. Oh, so Sunshine LaCroix.
LaCroix?
The LaCroix.
LaCroix. Has anyone seen LaCroix. This? I keep. LaCroix. It's LaCroix.
Okay. Wait, Sunshine flavor.
It's called Sunshine.
What is it like? Coconut or like?
No.
None
of those bad flavors. It just.
Fine.
Just take a sip.
What I mean, you've given me nothing to go on.
I just brushed my teeth.
You've given me nothing. Me too.
It's just nice.
What is it?
Exactly. Sunshine.
No, but seriously.
It's what sunshine tastes like. I have no idea.
If you had to say.
I think.
It's like cotton candy. There's a cotton.
What?
There's a cotton candy aftertaste. I swear.
Try it.
No. Try it. It's right there.
I think it's shit.
You feel it?
A little bit. It's fluffy at the end.
It's fluffy. I don't know what that flavor is, but I really like it.
Girl, you need a new Stanley.
Oh, God. Are you offended by it?
Yeah. Like, this is not on brand
for you. I was thinking that the
you.
Other day, but like, I was like, it works.
No, it doesn't, Sam.
What do I need?
Just buy a new one.
Why?
Is it a Stanley or is it a bootleg?
No, it's a Stanley, of course. Why do I want to say LaCroix? Because so many people did that for so many years. It's so annoying. LaCroix Sunshine is a blend of citrus and tropical zest flavors. Ugh. Described as bright, uplifting, and refreshing, it is marketed to evoke the feeling of a sun-kissed day and features zero calories, sugar, or sodium. While official descriptions mention citrus and tropical zest, consumers have described the flavor as a mix including notes of pineapple, yes, mm-hmm. and some suggesting tastes similar to a fruit roll-up. All right.
You nailed it, Sammy. I just love it. Ted tears through like seven a day.
No, you know what my favorite flavor of the Spindrift? Have you had the passion fruit Spindrift?
No. Ooh. I do love a Spindrift. Spindrift is a totally different world than LaCroix.
That is the new favorite for you for sure.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to get Spindrift next.
You know that what I find though with these cans of anything? Mm. I don't finish the can. Why is that?
I don't know.
Like it's not as cold. Like once I get like 3/4, I'm like, I leave it for dead.
You know, it's really gross.
Like I never finish
home.
It.
Oh, so what I've been doing in the morning, do you get Starbucks in the morning ever? So I get Starbucks sometimes. Every morning, especially okay. the holidays rolled around. I like okay. the cups.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so one of those in the morning, people? I've done like a cafe misto every morning.
What's a cafe misto?
It's just a coffee with steamed milk. It's just less milk than a latte.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm like, it's nicer. Okay. You know, who needs all that milk? So I get a cafe misto, but then...
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I order a Trenta passion tea.
I mean... That's my favorite thing from Starbucks.
The best.
Is that the biggest one? Yeah. I'm like, that thing...
Last time I ordered it, they wrote, go big or go home. And I'm like, things you don't want to see on your Starbucks bag, but okay. So I've been using that.
Yeah.
And that's like... Right there, that's 32 ounces of liquids in your system.
Using that for what?
Like throughout the day. I can fill it 3 times in the day and I have like 100 ounces.
Oh, after you finish?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I love that tea.
Because it's like that first, you know that first water is just gross in the yeah. morning? You're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But like a passion tea is like.
I love it.
It slow rolls you
into. You know what I was
it.
Reading is that like it's a myth about the amount of water that you should be drinking because like. Like research and, you know, all of the real like science behind talking about water intake account for the amount. Nobody's accounting for the amount of water that you're actually getting from food.
From food and yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of water. So I texted Sam on the way here. I was like, I feel weird. I feel dehydrated. I've been doing this workout class where you just sweat a ton.
I don't. Yes. I feel like that would relax you and calm you down.
Probably it does for most people. For me, I feel like I'm chasing the dragon with dehydration.
Yeah.
And so I saw Julie in the class last week.
Are you not counting water when you're in there?
I drank 32 ounces in the class today.
Okay.
Like, boom. Okay. Down the hatch.
Yeah.
I saw Julie. She cracks me up. She broke her. A rib. I know.
How?
She told me.
Oh.
I think like a weight fell on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she, okay. I see her and I'm like, look what I found. And I had sweet sweat. Found it in my car. Like,
oh, from Leck?
Leck.
Yeah.
And I was like, look what I found. Mm-hmm. And she's like, let's put some on.
Oh.
We both put it on. She puts it on her stomach, her chest. Yeah. I put it all over my arms, my chest.
You think it works?
Okay. Well,
today you did this?
No, this was last week.
Okay.
We both have Aura rings.
Yeah.
I see her in class the next day. And I'm like, I was a mess. I was a mess all night. My Aura ring was telling me like my psychological stress levels were elevated. She was like, I was up all night. I was like, what? She's like, I think it was the sweet sweat combined with the fact that it was such a heated class.
Aren't they all heated?
They're all heated.
Yeah.
But we had never used sweet sweat.
But what do you think it did? Just like...
I think it fucked with our levels. I don't know.
Sweet sweat's supposed to make you sweat more?
It activates when your heart rate rises.
What is the point of sweet sweat? I have it in my locker. I never really use it. Was it just so like lube? Like it was like...
It is lube.
It's like it feels like Vaseline.
I was driving home after the class and I looked at my arm and I was like, that's weird.
Did you
I'm
feel
still
like
sweating.
Snatched? Did you feel like totally like lymphatic? Like,
no, I felt like a cartoon character just like pouring water out of my pores. I was like, why am I still sweating?
Sweet sweat is a topical gel used as a workout, a gel. I mean, it's like a grease as a workout enhancer to increase sweating and circulation in targeted areas. It is applied to the skin before exercise and it is activated by the body's elevated heart rate, which helps to sweat harder and potentially burn more calories.
Ugh.
Wait, do you remember? I don't think you went to Lek at this point. Lauren, if you're listening, because you're going to listen to this. Okay, she used to sell, it was called like Gente or something, that lotion called Gente. And it was like, it's supposed to be like Target cellulite or whatever. And it was like heat activated.
Yeah.
There were two different ones. And I bought both. And I would put them on my legs. It kind of smelled good. Put them on my legs before the workout. And I remember it would like burn, like to the point where I was like, literally like, I don't even know. It was like tortured. And I like had done it more. I kept doing it for some reason, but it would like burn so bad. Like my skin was on fire.
Why'd you keep doing it?
I don't know. Cause I bought it and Lauren kept using it. And I was like, does it burn you? She was like, not really.
Not really. That means yes.
But I remember it like burning. And it's just hilarious that I kept doing it.
Yeah. So that said, I think I'm going to take a little burn break because I drank last night.
Yeah.
I almost called you because I was like this. I stayed home. Yeah. And I was like, 3 o'clock rolls around and I'm like thirsty, the thirsty merchant, like nom, 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 nom. I was like, I can't start.
Thirsty merchant? Like, nom, nom, the thirsty nom, merchant? Nom, nom, nom. Last night?
Yes.
What'd you drink?
I drank 2 vodka sodas.
Yeah.
And then I opened red wine.
Yeah.
And then I went to burn this morning and it fucked me up.
Oh.
Because it was so dehydrating. And then I Googled on the way here because I was tweaking out.
Yeah.
I was like, is all alcohol equally dehydrating? Fun fact, it's not.
What, really?
The higher the alcohol content, the higher the diuretic. So like wine and beer are not as dehydrating as vodka.
That would make sense.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the diuretic component. I've been drinking like lighter reds lately.
I've been drinking Pinots.
I've been doing like Barolos or similar, right? Yeah. And I feel like it's not as even though I love that heavy red, the heavy red is like, like
it's like
intense.
Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so much sugar.
You're getting sleepy.
That's what makes it. You're getting sleepy.
And you're
going
to wake up at 3 a.m. and thinking, and your mind's going to be spinning about everything that you need to do or that you didn't do. Right?
It's like that red's going.
It's like that one quote that I said. That's like, remember that one time I was weird? I'm going to be thinking about it every night for the next 50 years.
I woke up this morning and I was like, oh no. Oh no. I don't want to feel like this.
You know what? I sometimes think going in the sauna or like, you know, going to pause or like sweating.
That's why I got to take a little break. Got to take a break.
Have you been going every day?
No.
Oh.
Like 3 times a week?
Oh.
3-4 times a week. But I'm going to get back into berries, I think, if you want to join me. Why?
I mean, I'll do anything with you like
okay,
once.
Okay, cool.
Wait, the Gente stuff. It's lymphatic drainage, detox, slimming, and tightening. So I think I was like, it's fine. It's burning, but it's doing all these great things for me. I mean, I want to like challenge you to put it on your legs one time before doing Lek.
You found it? Is it still in your locker?
No, I don't have it. It's at Nordstrom's, but I remember the name of it. Lauren was selling it for a while.
No. I want to go back to Lek.
But I remember
class.
The girl who started it came to the class one day and like could barely do it. Sorry if you're listening. If you're listening and you seem offended by me, came to Lauren's class.
Oh.
Yeah. I did. The bar class is like death, but like secret death. Like you're like, this
involved?
Is chill. Yeah. And then you're the next day I was like, I can't walk. Like I was.
Is it ballet?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's bar ballet. It's like it targeted muscles, like all the in the front of the leg, like things that you're not doing when you're doing the cardio.
It's so controlled.
You got to do it one day. Maybe on a weekend. I do it like after the other
class.
I
would love it.
And then I did mat ballet because I had to because I couldn't make the first class. And that was interesting. But I think the bar is sneaky. It's sneaky good.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
What are we going to do all weekend? I keep thinking about this.
Why?
It's going to be raining.
Oh. What do we have? I'm supposed to go. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. I'm excited for the rain.
I am too.
Yeah.
We'll see.
How would that change? You were going to spend a lot of time outside? Now you're going to be inside?
Ted usually spends a lot of time outside.
Beating up werewolves?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to see you here next week.
Yes.
And we are going to have Heather Taylor on of Heather Taylor Home. So that's going to be exciting. Been waiting to have her on for a while. And yeah, we're back. Don't worry about it.